Brett Hollander back here on Sportsline on WBAL News Radio 1090. We are with a writer right now for Forbes. He covers a lot of things in the business of sports. He's been focusing really the last month or so, though, on the baseball ratings in the postseason and really hard on the World Series recently. Maury, always a pleasure.
Hey, Brett, thanks for having me.
And Maury, I do want to talk about this. Here's my basic take, and tell me where I'm wrong or if I'm wrong. When people look at anything in the world of entertainment today, particularly on television, and compare it to anything like the New York Times did after Game 1 of the World Series from something that was 30 years ago, that you lose me there. Because to compare anything in the past, especially with television, in the entertainment world, is so stupid, it's not even funny.
No, it's not a smart way to go about it. And for here's why. 30 years ago, you had the game of the week. Baseball was on once a week for the most part. You had a fraction of the channels and options basically provided to you, which doesn't even include the internet or gaming consoles. So a study just came out that looked at like just viewing habits with people of certain age groups and what they call early and near millennials. They don't even less than 44% of them get content via television now. I mean, everybody else is using, you know, those kids are using internet to basically get information and video content. Now, older people in their 50s or people above that and, you know, seniors, 90% are still coming to television. So it's wholly wrong to look at it on so many levels that we don't even have enough time for here. You should never look at it. You need to look at near-term things. And try and look at it in terms of those. And even then, if you look at the World Series averages and go, this is heading toward the lowest ever, which it might. I mean, it would take a major collapse tonight or some kind of train wreck for it to completely implode and not beat 2012 in terms of the lowest ever. It just doesn't make good sense to do that due to deciding games. Deciding games, game seven, man, you're going to get a lot of people watching it because there's drama.
You are. I agree with that. I think it will still be way below prior game sevens for the reasons. I mean, 2011 is a long time ago in this world already. That's one thing. It has not been a great series in terms of games. Yes, there have been, it's even at 3-3, but there's only really been one good game. And then the biggest thing is the markets involved. You have the smallest television market in baseball against a team that's a split baseball market that's won a lot recently. And between the two teams, there are virtually no stars. That said, in the absolute worst case scenario here, Maury, they're going to have a compilation of well over 100 million total viewers over a week and a half period. You tell me anything besides maybe a great NBA Finals that gets that in television in 2014.
Yeah, you don't have it. I mean, that's the other thing that gets missing. Look, I'm not going to deny that this is not going to be bad in terms of very recent games. I mean, even if you look back to 2011 when it went a full seven games, I mean, the numbers are ridiculous because it was compelling baseball. I mean, somebody said to me today, and it was, I think, the best way put, it's the least compelling series I've ever seen. I mean, on paper, you sit there and they go, it's knotted up at, you know, three games apiece. But if you look at how they've been, it's just been these seesaw blowouts. You have had very few games that have been close. I mean, you mentioned you basically have had one game that has been close. And that really is difficult, especially when you put it up against the NBA final or NBA opening night. And so, yeah, I mean, for all those reasons that you mentioned, you're going to get there. But the biggest thing you mentioned, I mean, Fox, sure, they'd like to have it more, but you've got to set your expectations on one level. They sat there and they went, you know what? We're still going to win primetime every night that we've got this for the most part. Now, if they go up against the NFL, they might not, and they have to do that. I mean, one of the problems that baseball has that football doesn't have and certainly the NBA doesn't have. In football, you don't care about the weather. In basketball and hockey, you don't care about the weather either because you're playing indoors. So you can very strategically place when you're going to play games. You're going to put it on nights when there's not much competition, and you're certainly going to work around any competition. Baseball doesn't have that leeway, especially since they expanded the playoffs, adding a second wild card. Excuse me. And due to that, I mean, they've got to try and squeeze games in before the weather gets really crappy. I mean, it's always surprising that we get around some of these postseason games and series. We've had one rain out this year, and it's surprising that we don't see more of it. That really impacts things. So there's just a host of issues. It's just not as simple as people give it. Fox is going to be happy that they won the ratings war. They're going to get a lot of coverage out of it. They blanket the thing that baseball gives that no other sport can give is that they can blanket programming. And the regular season is just awash with baseball games, and that provides programming.
Yeah, they have a lot of inventory.
I have a lot of inventory. That's exactly it. So, that, sure, you know, do you want it to be higher? Do you want to look at, you know, you don't want it to be like 2012 where it was just a four-game series. That was why that one was low. You don't want a seven-game series trying to basically buckle down with a four-game series, because then you sit there and you go, where, you know, what the heck? It should have been more compelling than that, and it just hasn't been. But, I mean, if you're making lemonades out of lemon in some senses, this is the way that you look at it. And that's the way you probably should look at television. The television people are saying that to me. And that's why I think that it's probably, in some cases, you know, you're getting good things out of something that potentially isn't the greatest.
Maury Brown from Forbes is with us here. And make no mistake about it, I think baseball does have a national marketing problem. They do a lot of things really well, even better than the NFL. Their digital arm's way ahead of the game, and they'll probably survive in that realm for a long time. We all know how baseball dominates the summer in a lot of these markets, even the bad baseball markets. They do well on television, and the game could not be better as far as their overall revenues. Take the NFL out of it. They're in a totally different stratosphere when it comes to ratings and revenues. They are totally ratings proof when it comes to the National Football League for another myriad of reasons we don't have time to get into here, Maury. But baseball, I do think they could do better in their marketing strategy. I think they made a big mistake, which they won't go back on, and I'm sure Fox doesn't regret this at all, about putting the league championship series, in this case the NLCS, on Fox Sports 1. For them, I'm sure it makes sense because more people found out they had Fox Sports 1. But for in the best interest of baseball, I don't think that's the right decision. And then also, I would put one World Series game on a Saturday at 4 o'clock. That's just me. I think it's short-sighted they don't. I know they would have a ratings hit in that case short-term, but you may gain a lot of baseball fans that are younger long-term.
Yeah, and I mean, you hit on something. I mean, you hit on a couple good spots. Well, the Fox Sports 1 thing was strategic. It was completely strategic on Fox's part. They're trying to grow a 24/7, 365 network to compete with ESPN. So, yeah, they're trying to drive eyeballs over there, and they did. I mean, they had the highest watch days that they ever had in it's only been out there for 2 years, but, you know, for as long as the network's been on the air, those games garnered the most eyeballs. So, yeah, it worked that way. It's not good for baseball. I mean, somebody said to me, the NFL would never do that, and the NBA would never do that. Well, I remember when the NBA, when everybody was up in arms, when they moved to TNT.
Right.
And that was like everybody was up in arms. You know, nobody has cable. I can't believe they're going to move it off of broadcast television. Well, times change. The landscape is constantly changing in terms of media. So it is never right. I mean, I come back to your initial statement. Don't look back to the quote-unquote good old days. Because if you look at it that way, it's just a completely skewed environment to go look at. Sports content was minuscule by comparison. People forget that college football is a relatively new thing to television. And you really had a limited number of games on televisions until you got into the 80s. So you just start talking about that, the ascension of the NBA, the fact that more regular season games are now shown on television, so it becomes more of a local phenomenon than it does a national relevancy issue. And you go, well, is it unsuccessful or successful? Well, by one measure, and if you want to sit back and look at it on one level, this is not a successful year. There's no way that you can say that. At the same time, you can't sit there and say, given how the landscape has changed, sports still rules the roost. If you say, all right, we take baseball out of the equation. Baseball sucks. It's not doing this. It's not doing that. What are you going to fill it with? Soccer?
Right.
Now, I love soccer, and it's growing in popularity, but it's not even hold a candle to it. So you, once again, it gets into this, how are you going to fill content time? And if it's sports content, what's it going to be that makes something that much better than baseball? And there is nothing right now out there.
Yeah, 74 million Americans this year went to see a Major League Baseball game. That number's basically been steady now for 10 years. And we'll have to get into this another time, Maury. But it's a dirty little secret that the stands were full when Roger Maris hit his 61st home run at Yankee Stadium in 1961. And then when Ted Williams, his last home run as a Boston Red Sox and his last at-bat, that Fenway Park was completely filled. These are illusions made up over time. Baseball, you can make a great case, is in its golden era right now. You really can. Whether people want to believe that or not, that's a different story.
Well, it is. It's just been by one outlier, and that's the NFL.
Yeah, exactly right.
The NFL, there's little denying that they're in a universe unto themselves. You've got to give them all the credit in the world for creating an event, a spectacular thing that happens every week that people gear up for to bet on and to place fantasy sports and watch. Baseball isn't that now. And that has certainly changed. You're never going to deny that. But baseball still is, you know, my gosh. I mean, it's an $8 billion industry coming up on 10. If it's not even leveling off.
More, we have to cut it off. We have to cut off there, my friend. But I always appreciate it. Let's catch up soon. Enjoy the Game 7 tonight.
All right, Brett. You take care of yourself.
That's Maury Brown from Forbes. We'll come back with more next here on WBAL News Radio 1090.